Now, the next moment, Lord have mercy. Mm. Claire sits with the Italian stallion.
What is whose name is Brandon.
Brandon.
Okay. From that bio, I would have thought his name was something good. You know, something good, a good, strong Italian name.
Like
you know?
Fabio.
Yeah. Fabio. Luca. Something. Yeah. Something. Because, so, you know, the whole time he was on screen, I was like, molto bene. I was like, oh, it's Italian. Oh.
Yes.
And then he sat down and said, Brandon from Cleveland. Brandon. I was like, what?
So lame. Oh, God. And his whole, so everything here is just so lame.
So whack. So whack.
So whack. So she sits down with Brandon and she asks him, you know, what brought you here? Which again, in my head, and I know Claire's head, because she know.
Yeah, yep.
She's like, what brought you here aside from your manager / agent signing up for this show?
Who's also your
pretty face
brother.
Of yours.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, actually?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, you know, when I knew you were gonna be the Bachelorette, I knew I wanted to sign up. And then in the next breath, he says, you know, I don't know anything about you. Mm. I just know you're from Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Claire, because she quick with it.
Yeah. Yep.
Claire was like, hold up. Wait a minute. So you don't actually know anything about me?
Mm-hmm.
But you said when I was named Bachelorette, you knew you wanted to sign up.
Yep. That's what ruined it. People on Twitter were saying like, oh, Claire's such a narcissist. Blah, 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 blah. No. Nope.
He dug his own hole.
He sure did.
He dug his own hole.
Not only did he dug the hole, he jumped in. He said, I don't know nothing about you, actually. I just know that you're gorgeous.
Exactly. Then he kept going. Yes.
Yep.
Kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where he got my Becky of the week.
Nice.
For just the laziness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lazy. He thought he was going to come up on here with his Wilhelmina Models looking ass face and just swoop in.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Mm.
Like, just like how Bennett leads with his money in the Harvard, he
and
leads
Harvard.
With his face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to work today, sir.
No, not
should've
with Claire.
Should have done the research.
Yep.
You look dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have signed up for next season.
Next season, or just don't have a better story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
he's trying to do the whole, because a lot of the guys say, oh, what I knew was you, Claire, that made me want to sign up. So he kind of heard that. He looked around and was like, oh, yeah, same what he said. When it was you, I knew I wanted to sign up. Mm-hmm. But you don't know her, and you made it very clear within 2 seconds.
No. You would have been better off saying, I just came here to find love and have new experiences.
Exactly.
Would have been better off.
Exactly. Lean into the fact that you don't know her.
Yeah.
But lean into saying, like, I want to find real love.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I've tried everything. Why not do the show and see? You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
Dumb.
See what happens when you're lying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So Claire, she's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when he turned into like a bubbling idiot, a bubbling fool.
Yep.
He don't know shit about Claire. He don't know why he here.
No. Nope. He just said, I'm here to find unconditional love and have a family of my own.
Now he's claiming like, all this shit that
what, who,
you know is
not
a bold-faced lie.
Like, what?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And, and then had the nerve to say, I know there are moments where you feel it, too. Like, insinuating that there's a vibe between them.
The nerve. With Dale, who is probably waiting in her bed right now. The nerve.
Under the sheets, waiting
under
for her.
The sheets, waiting. Like, ding.
Talk about we have a vibe.
We have a vibe, Brandon.
Claire straight up was like, I actually don't feel that way.
Yeah.
And I don't think I want to pursue this anymore with you.
Yeah.
I have a great group of guys here. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you coming, but let me walk you out.
Yep. See ya.
She ain't wasting no time.
None.
No time.
Isn't this what Nick Vile did? Didn't he eliminate people just off willy-nilly?
Not really. Not like this.
Oh, okay.
Not like this. Claire's coming in like, smelling bullshit and just cutting them loose like ASAP.
Yep.
Not this way.
Mm.
But he also, I mean, that was an easy cut.
Yeah.
He knew nothing about her.
Yeah.
This is, what are you doing here? So he heads into the SUV immediately, wasted a month of his time. Yeah. It took him like 2 weeks of quarantine, God. 2 weeks of this, yeah. flying back and forth to fucking Palm Springs just to get sent home a night two because you didn't have night your story two. Straight. You didn't yeah. do research.
Yeah.
Dumbass. Mm. Lord. So she heads back to the guys, tells them that she sent Brandon home, mm-hmm. and gives the group date rose to Chasen.
Aw, the bunny. Yeah.
Yes. Back at the motel, mm-hmm. Yosef, still mm-hmm. out here yapping.
Yep.
He was not even on the dodgeball date, mind you.
No.
But he is, like, just standing on a rooftop on his soapbox.
Yeah.
About how bad this date was, yeah. and how classless it was, mm-hmm. and how all the red flags he's seeing of Claire, and mm-hmm. it's left a bad taste in his mouth, and I have a daughter, and did anybody yeah. ask you to get naked?
No.
No. So what's the problem, sir?
What's the issue? And, like, if your daughter sees this, also, what's the issue? Do you know what the 9-year-olds are doing on Snapchat and shit? Go watch Cuties on Netflix and come back to me talking about what if my daughter sees this. Get the fuck
Yo,
out of here.
Yo, have you seen Cuties? I want to watch it.
No, I'm nervous to watch it.
I'm nervous, too.
Yeah.
But also, we're not pedophiles. So I don't think we're going to see true. What the pedophiles see. You know what I mean? True. We're going to be like, oh, this is a cute movie. But
Or I'll yeah. be like, oh, my God.
Or that.
They're
yeah,
12
or
years horrified. Old? Oh, my God. Dancing to WAP? Oh.
God. But yeah, Yosef, he just feels some type of way about this dodgeball date, which yeah. I get it. It was whack. It
yeah,
was stupid.
Yes. But he's not defending it for the reasons that we are.
Like, right.
He's saying that Claire is classless and
mm-hmm, she
all
is
the rest
classless.
Of it. Yeah.
Just all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Time for the cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
Claire rolls up. And, you know, she already done threatened the guys with, y'all better come talk to me. I got time to waste.
Yes.
So Mr. Clean, he tries to swoop in and grab her first.
I mean, she just put her drink down.
Literally.
Yeah. Yep.
And tries to swoop in and she's like, nope, I actually want to talk to Blake M
mm-hmm.
first.
Mm-hmm.
And all the guys look shook. They're all wondering, oh my God, is he going home?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? Because he was, you know, he tried to steal time on the day he wasn't supposed to be on, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So Claire and Blake sit and she basically tells him, you know, like, I appreciate you coming on the date, trying to come get me last time mm-hmm. on the date. I don't want you to worry. You
yeah.
know, I really appreciate you being so bold.
Mm-hmm.
And then she actually awards him with
a rose. Yeah.
So he's going into this group date or going into this rose ceremony safe and
yep.
feeling good.
And with a kiss, too. She kissed him back.
And with a kiss, exactly. Now, he walks back in with a rose.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so painfully awkward.
Yeah, it was bad because they all were like counting on him going home.
They were, yes, straight up. And he walks back with a full-ass rose
yeah.
pinned to the lapel.
Yeah.
And they're all like, what? So confused.
Oh,
and to them, in their eyes, this is Claire rewarding bad behavior.
Yes. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And which I don't really see it like that.
No, me either. Me either.
I don't see like that at all. She already liked Blake M from the beginning. And
it lines up. He's like going after her in a
mm-hmm.
rebellious, you know, I don't
mm-hmm.
care what's in the way. I'm
mm-hmm.
coming to get you anyway type of thing.
Right.
And she likes that. So
she lives, she eats that up. So
yeah.
mm-hmm. It's very on brand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.